Hello, this is Let's Educommunicate. This is a group of first-year baccalaureate students from San Ignacio Secondary School in Leganés.
Today, we are going to speak about current and things news, academy finance, Titan, the submarine that imploded, artificial intelligence, debate home schooling versus regular schooling, Donald Trump and tariffs, and we are going to interview Katia, our English assistant.
We hope you like this radio program. You're listening to 18 by Dani Martín. Let's get it started.
Estoy tristón porque te puse un mensaje antes de subirme al avión. Llevo 7 horas y media sin cobertura, me bajé y no lo has leído todavía.
Estoy fuera, tratando de hacer mi historia y solo sé de mis hermanos y suben historias. No me incomoda el riesgo, pero temo hacer sacrificios, que esto salga y celebrar yo solo la victoria.
Hello, this is Aymara, Rodrigo, Lucas and Effie, and we are going to speak about artificial intelligence.
But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Effie. I'm tall, I have braids, I love basketball music, but I hate spaghetti.
Hello, my name is Lucas. I'm Spanish and I have short hair. I love football and tennis, but I like Spanish omelette.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rodrigo. I'm 16. I'm very tall. I love running and I hate vegetables.
Hello, my name is Ainara. I am small and I is curly. I love music, drawing and travel, but I hate routine.
Let's get it started with AI. Artificial intelligence is no longer just science fiction. In recent years, it has become one of the most powerful and transformative technologies in the world, from smartphones to healthcare, education, and even entertainment. AI is changing the way we life work and think.
What is AI?
Artificial intelligence refers to the development of computer systems that can perform tasks and usually require human intelligence. These tasks include problem solving, learning, understanding language, recognizing language images, and even making decisions. Thanks to the advanced in machine learning and deep learning, AI systems can now improve themselves by analyzing data and learning from experience.
Where do we see AI?
AI is everywhere around us. We use AI-powered virtual assistants like Siri, Alexa, or Google Assistant every day. Streaming platforms like Netflix or Spotify use AI to recommend movies and songs based on our preference. In healthcare, AI helps doctors detect diseases like cancer earlier and more accurately. In transportation, self-driving cars are becoming more advanced, promising safer roads and more efficient travel. In school, AI is also beginning to make an impact. Education platforms use it to offer personalized learning experience, helping students understand difficult topics at their own pace.
What are the benefits of AI?
One of the main advantages of AI is its ability to process and analyze large amounts of data much faster than any human. This makes it an incredible tool in fields such as science, engineering, and medicine. It can help discover new drugs, improve climate predictions, and even assist during natural disasters.
AI also increases productivity and can take over repetitive or dangerous jobs, allowing humans to focus on more creative or meaningful work. Businesses can improve their service, reduce costs, and respond to customer needs more effectively.
What are the challenges and risks?
Despite all the benefits, AI also brings serious challenges. One of the biggest concerns in job automation, many people felt that AI will replace human workers, especially in areas like transportation, manufacturing, and customer service. This could lead to unemployment and social inequality if not managed carefully.
Another issue is the ethical use of AI. Who is responsible if an AI makes a mistake? Can AI be biased or unfair? For example, if an AI system used in hiring or law enforcement is trained on biased data, it might make discriminatory decisions. Privacy is another major concern. AI often relies on collecting large amounts of personal data, raising questions about how this data is used, stored, and protected.
In conclusion, artificial intelligence is one of the most exciting and important technologies of our time. It has the potential to solve some of the world's biggest problems and improve our quality of life in many ways. However, it is not without risks. It's important that we continue to study and regulate AI to ensure it is just ethically, safely, and for the good of all.
As students and future professionals, we should be aware of both the power and the responsibility that comes with AI. Understanding how it works and how it affects society is essential for shaping a better future.
Our rating for artificial intelligence is 4.5 over 5 because we consider it's a powerful tool with a great potential but also great responsibility.
Lunes, martes, miércoles y jueves viviendo en un viernes. Sábado y domingo vuelo mientras duermes. Porque tú eras como vista alma de mi locura, mi veneno y mi cura. Me tenía bloqueado como Yankee a Cuba. Viajando solo y sin ayuda. Yo no estoy en esas reuniones, sus conversaciones no me importan, sus chistes no me hacen ni gracia, corta, muy lejos de casa, y yo pensando en mi progras, como cruz y estoy en mi zona.
Hello, this is Sofía, Emma, Beatriz, Carlos and Sergio, and we are going to speak about current affairs and news from last April.
But first, we are going to introduce ourselves. I am Sofia, I have dark brown hair and green eyes. I like dancing, reading and spending time with friends. I don't like hypocrisy and falsehood.
Hi, my name is Emma. I have wavy brown hair and I'm kind. I love reading and literature. I don't like to feel and listen.
Hello everyone, my name is Beatriz and I'm cool and kind. I'm 8 years old. I like Korea culture and Asia culture in general. I love music, art, and so much more.
I'm Carlos. I'm 18 years old. I have short hair and brown eyes. I like sports and I don't like to feeling alone.
Hi friends, I am Sergio. I have short curly hair. I like technology and robotics. I don't like being lied to.
Let's start with the program. We are going to talk about the different international events that have occurred in April. About politics, Donald Trump has imposed different tariffs to some countries. He has also privatized education. In the United Kingdom, King Charles III has cancer and he's trying to take care of himself in other non-medical ways.
In the field of religion, the 21st of April, our Pope Francisco died. During his life, he supported an approach to equality and he tried to care of every person, no matter their gender, race, or sexual preference.
In fact, the Serie Conclave has researched a high publicity since this event. But let's talk about the movies that have been released in this April. In France, Le Mouvement Sept Sécurité has been on the most famous. In the world of music, K-pop band Stray Kids made a world tour for the first time since his debut 8 years ago. They started in Asia and recently come to Latin America, and this summer they will come to Europe, which includes Spain.
In literature, there have been several important events around the world. For example, Emirates Airlines Festival of Literature in Dubai, Jaipur Literature Festival in India, and the Fresh Book Festival in Florida in USA. Several books have been published. For instance, Rabbit Moon by Jennifer Hain, which is about the fractured American family in Shanghai, or the Influencer by Anna Maria McLarmer, which is a critic social of social network.
And now we're going to talk about international sports. Paris Saint-Germain were crowned French League One champions for 13th time, securing the title with 6 matches to spare. The team, coached by Luis Enrique, maintained an unbeaten streak with 23 wins and 5 draws in 28 matches. Youngster Désiré Doué was the key in a decisive 1-0 victory over Angers. In the Champions League, PSG eliminated Aston Villa in quarterfinals 5-4 unaggregated and won 1-0 against Arsenal in the first leg of the semi-final in London. Football Club Barcelona also advanced to the semi-finals after beating Borussia Dortmund 5-3 unaggregated, with a resulting 4-0 victory in the first leg and 3-1 defeat on the second leg. In the first leg of the semi-finals against Inter Milan, they drew 3-3 in Barcelona. For this part, Real Madrid was eliminated after losing both matches against Arsenal 3-0 in London and 2-1 in Bernabeu, with an aggregated score 5-1.
The international weather in April was the following. In general, each country had a different condition. There was a tendency toward warm temperatures, although in some places the climate was cold. For example, there was a phenomenon that cooled temperatures in the Pacific, and Spain was full of rain. Let's talk about the news of April in our country, Spain. We are going to start with national politics. The most important fact this month was the blackout. Sergio will talk about this topic and will tell us how the government has managed it. In April, the administration analyzed the commercial problems and the different plans to solve them. They have developed an ensemble declaration between Vietnam and Spain and talked with China to benefit the Spanish exportations. Finally, the government has decided to improve security and defense economically and has invested in a new project about the industrialization of housing.
Following the death of Pope Francis, the King and the Queen were present at funeral to offer their condolences. The conclave is also about to begin, and with it the candidates such as Cristobal López Romero and Juan José Omella.
During the month of April, the main releases in your cinemas were the following: Un funeral de locos, Muy lejos, and La niña de la cabra. With regard to animated films, we can point out the premiere of the film La luz de Aisha.
Regarding national music, there were a lot of concerts that took place last month. We have enjoyed Maluma, Mago de Oz, Álvaro Díaz, María Becerra, and other artists.
About literature, the 23rd of April was the day of the book. Let's remind the audience of the tradition here in Spain. It's typical to give a book and a rose. The book commemorates the death of two big writers, Shakespeare and Cervantes. The rose came from the legend of St. George, who killed a dragon and rescued a princess. A rose bush sprouted from the dragon's blood and he gave it to the princess. This year, the Cervantes Award was presented to Álvaro Pombo. He was recognized for his extraordinary creative personality, his singular poetry, and his original narrative. According to the newspaper 20 Minutos, some of his best works are Donde las Mujeres, La Fortuna de Matilda Tarpin, or El Exclaustrado.
During the month of April, the fight for La Liga continued among the main candidates. In this sense, the Football Club Barcelona is the team that has maintained its regularity, counting its last few matches as victories. For its part, Real Madrid followed in the wake of the Azulgrana team and occupied the second position. In third place in the standing was Atlético de Madrid. Finally, the fourth and fifth position, Athletic Club de Bilbao and Villarreal closed the Champions League places. The final of the Copa del Rey was between Real Madrid and Fútbol Club Barcelona, with the latter team winning the cup. In basketball, both Real Madrid and Barcelona continued their EuroLeague campaign. Finally, in motor racing, drivers Fernando Alonso and Carlos Sainz continued to compete in the World Championship.
During some time in April, the weather in Spain was spring-like. There were soft and sunny days, but there were also a lot of periods of instability. The maximum temperatures in most of the zone was 20 degrees Celsius, the nights were cold and the sky cloudless. However, during the Easter, the cold air came to Spain and brought a huge fall in temperatures. We had rain, storm and even snowfall in the northern places of the country. In spite of these changes, this month was an equilibrium between a bad and good weather days.
On April the 28th, there was a blackout in France, Portugal, Italy and Spain. But this time we are going to talk about how it affected Spain. Many people were affected, but people have been able to disconnect and enjoy talking to people and spending time outside.
We hope you found our news bulletin interesting and informative. You can find more information in San Nicasio Secondary School website. Have a good day.
Hello, this is Claudia, Ruben, Carmen and Sandra, and we are going to debate about what's better, homeschooling or regular schooling.
But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Sandra. I have long blonde hair. I love cats, but I hate cooking.
Hi, I am Carmen. I have long blonde hair. I love dancing, but I hate maths.
Hi, I'm Ruben. I have short blonde hair. I like playing video games, but I hate vegetables.
Hi, this is Claudia. I have medium brown hair. I love traveling, but I hate pollution. Now you know us, let's get it started.
Well, Carmen and I, Sandra, think that regular school is better than homeschooling.
Why do you think so? Claudia and I think the opposite. We think that homeschooling is way better than regular school.
We think regular schooling is better for various reasons. The first that is regular school, you can socialize with other people. In your home, you are alone, so you can't make any friends.
Yes, and socializing increases your social skills to talk in public or making new friends.
Yes, that's a good point. But we think that homeschooling gives you more confidence with your parents. Maybe you think that your friends are going to be with you forever.
But maybe that's not the case. Your friends may leave you alone in your worst moment, or they may not care about your problems. Your parents would never do that. So if you're homeschooled, if you have more confidence with your parents.
That's all if your parents are teaching you, which takes me to the next point. If you go to a regular school, people who have studied to be a teacher will have more opportunities to get a job.
Yes, if we were at home school, there would be less employment because some parents would teach their kids, or in their cases, kids would only have one teacher for and the subject.
Well, that's an interesting point, but seeing something, we all hate getting up early in the morning. Well, being homeschooled has the advantage of a flexible schedule.
Yes. Instead of waking up at 6:30 in the morning, you can wake up at 8:30 and you wouldn't have anyone shouting at you because you may not have a fixed schedule. This is also beneficial to you because your sleep schedule won't be messed up and you will be tired all day.
That is good, yes, but a normal school you have a fixed schedule, so you know what you have to do all the time.
Yes, with homeschooling, the schedule will be a mess because, as you have said, you can wake up whenever you want. So maybe one day you have maths at 8:30, but you wake up at 9:00. You have lost 30 minutes and you will have to stay until late to recover the lost time.
And that's why we could have flexible schedules, not to be freaking out for waking up on time. Plus, we could also have classes one by one, dedicating more time on one if we needed it, because we wouldn't have a strict timetable to follow.
Yes, after the time of one of the classes, we wouldn't have to learn to another. We could just stay doing that subject as long as we needed. We could also have classes in the afternoon, which not many schools normally do.
Well, now we have seen some of the advantages of homeschooling and regular school.
They both have advantages and disadvantages, so it's up to which person's to decide which one is better.
So what do you think is better, homeschooling or regular school?
Thank you for listening to this debate.
Bye.
Read between the lines, what's fucked up and everything's all right. Check my vital signs, know I'm still alive and I walk alone.
This is Gemma, Christopher, Paula, Claudia and Bruce. And we're going to speak about Donald Trump's policy of tariffs around the world. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Gemma. I am 17 years old and I'm from San Ignacio Secondary School. I like music. I don't like reading.
Hi, this is Christopher. I'm 17 years old. I like sports and hate broccoli.
Hello, I'm Paula. I'm 17 years old. I like listening to music. I don't like sound.
Hello, I'm Claudia. I am 17 years old. I like watching television and I don't like running.
Hello, I am Bruce. I am 17 years old. I like playing sports and video games. I don't like studying.
The tariff policy of Donald Trump's second president has generated a series of trade tension global level, impact both traditional partners and strategic rivals. We are going to explain the most important points.
First, we will get it started with the tariffs on China and the escalating trade war in 2025. Trump has imposed very high tariffs up to 140% on Chinese products such as toys, clothing, machinery and electronics. China has responded with its own tariffs up to 125% on US products, which has made the situation worse. This has caused many products to rise in price and some to become unavailable in stores. To try to solve the problem, both countries plan to meet in Switzerland and negotiate a solution.
Now, let us focus on the tariffs imposed on the European Union. Trump has also imposed a 20% tariffs on European Union products. He said the European bloc was being unfair on trade. This takes effect cars, medicines and technology coming from Europe.
I am going to speak about the problems of Trump administration with Canada and Mexico. On February the 1st of 2025, Trump signed orders imposing 25% tariff of almost all products from Mexico and Canada, except for some energy products. He said he was doing so because of problems with illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Canada and Mexico respond with their own traffic and other economic measures.
Speak about the impact on business. Companies like Ford said they are losing a lot of money due to the tariffs, up to the 0.5 billion US, and they can't no longer predict how much they will earn this year. But it's not all bull. Some companies are benefiting. For example, the Spanish company Acerinox has grown in the US thanks to an acquisition and the current focus on the local production.
I am going to speak about the legal and economic consequence of Trump's policy of tariffs. Trump's decision has sparked lawsuit. An example is the case BOA's selection versus Trump, which questioned whether the tariff he imposed are legal under the special law called EAAPA. This case could decide how much power the president has to impose tariff. Furthermore, such tension have contributed to the collapse of the USA stock market in 2025, with significant market losses and significant instability.
In conclusion, Trump's new tariff measures seek to prove U.S. industry would have led to price increases, international tensions, and negative effects on the global economy.
We hope you liked this informative section on Trump tariffs.
Bye.
Bye.
everyone, and welcome to our discussion. I'm Adrian, an avid art and language enjoyer.
I'm Alberto, happy to be here. My favorite hobbies are all related to sports and music.
It's nice to join you today. My main interests involve competitive sports and video games.
And I'm Carlos. Let's speak in all honestly. I'm a big fan of both politics and critical thinking.
Today's topic is academic fairness. Is school fair for everyone, no matter the circumstances?
Honestly, I don't think so. Some students get help at home, others don't, and this help can come in many forms, be it face-to-face or digital. That already makes a big difference that doesn't really translate to the term fairness in my book. To be completely blunt, we all probably be better off studying without any kind of advantage, so that the odds of victory are the same for every single student.
Yeah, I totally get you there. However, you should be a little more considerate towards students that may have physical or psychological problems. Everyone should be able to at least do the most basic stuff so their studies don't go south. Some of them don't even have a quiet place to study at all. I wouldn't really call this basic quality of life stuff advantage, but rather progress.
Exactly, and then we all take the same test. It just doesn't feel fair sometimes. Actually, let them rephrase that. It never feels fair. Although, yes, I'm with Marcos there, when he says that everyone should have the same basic opportunities.
I 100% agree with all of your points, guys, but I'd like to clarify something relevant before going on any further in the discussion. The same circumstances for everyone don't equal the same chances for everyone. To put it lightly, a third world country will never be able to, at the very least, compare to a first world one, as much as we may dislike this fact. But that doesn't imply that we are given fewer options for fighting for our rights. It's just the opposite. It encourages us to fight even more for shared global rights. And on a different note, what are your thoughts regarding cheating? I work diligently hard, even sometimes reaching the point of exhaustion, yet something that never fails to infuriate me is the fact of seeing people who cheated on their tests still pass, as if no theory practice had ever taken place in the first place.
Absolutely. Teachers need to pay way more attention to that. Cheating messes things up not just for the educational system itself, but for everyone as well. I hope someday we reach the time in which cheating is more efficiently controlled by security of all education centers around the world.
I also think some teachers treat students differently. If they like you, they are nicer. If not, good luck with how stupid annoying they can get with you at times. For instance, that's what happened to me with a physics teacher I had some years ago.
True. All students should be treated the same, no matter what. I won't be accepting any kind of no essential excuses for this highly relevant matter.
So, to conclude today's discussion, what can we say that schools might be able to do to improve this injustice?
Offer support to everyone, like free tutoring after class. It can be really be as simple as that.
Be fair with grading. No favorites, no bias, that's all.
And make rules clear. If someone cheats, there should be a real consequences. And then I talk about real. I mean, it as something legitimate and just for everyone around us.
In the end, fairness doesn't mean everyone gets the same grade. In fact, the real answer is far from it. It means that everyone gets the same chance.
Well said. That's what really matters. I won't be buying these damn excuses any longer.
Yeah, that's the goal. We won't give up just yet. We will fight for your rights as students until the end.
Step by step, we can get there.
Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
In the wall. All in all, you're just a metal brick in the wall. We'll be right back.
everyone. Today we are with Aisa, Joel, Marta, Sara, and me, Pedro. Welcome to our podcast, Mysteries of the Ocean. Today we will share a true story full of mystery, danger, and the deep sea.
But first, we are going to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Joel. I have black hair, I love dancing, and I hate the smell of cigarettes.
Hello, this is Marta. I'm a good person. I like to go out with my friends and I hate studying.
Hi, I am Sara. I have a curly hair. I love travel and I hate high school.
Hello, I am Pedro. I am tall. I love animals and I hate maths.
Hi, I am Aisa and I have black and curly long hair. I love sleeping and I hate doing homeworks.
Let's get started with the podcast.
Answer the phone, Harry, you're no good alone. Why are you sitting at home on the floor? What kind of pills are you on? Ringing the bell, and nobody's coming to help.
Do you remember that sub that disappeared in 2023? The Titan. It was all over the news.
Yeah, it was a submersible owned by Ocean Gate. They were going to see the Titanic wreck, but something went very, very wrong.
The Titan dove down over 3,500 meters where the pressure is absolutely crashing. It is like having 2,000 elephants sitting on top of you.
And here's the craziest part, it wasn't even certified. No official safety checks, the company skipped them to save time and money.
The hull was made of carbon fiber, a material never used at those deeps. It's strong, but it weakness with time.
A former Ocean Gate employee warned the SUV wasn't safe. He was even fired for saying that.
And during the test dive just days before, the SUV titled dangerously. That should have been enough to cancel everything.
But on June 18, 2023, at 8 in the morning, the Titan began its descent. On board there were five people, CEO Stock and Rush, explorer Hamin Harding, Titanic expert Paul Henry Narket, and Shahzada Dawood with his 19 years old son Sulema.
At 10:45 in the morning, all communication was lost. After that nothing, the whole world waited in hope.
The creepiest part, in the following days, rescues reported hearing banging sounds from the deeps, knocking noises every 30 minutes.
Some believe it was the crew trapped trying to signal for help. It gave people hope.
But then the US Navy revealed that he had picked a powerful sound on the day the Titan vanished, like an explosion underwater.
That was the moment that the Titan imploded. The pressure crashed instantly. No pain, no time to escape.
Experts now believe the banging noises might have been just ocean sounds or issues of what had already happened.
Still, nobody forgets those sounds. They made us imagine the crew was still down there waiting. And that hurts.
This tragedy left a lot of questions. Why did they give without real safety measures? Why did they risk five lives?
The answer is complicated. Ego, ambition, and money in Stockton, Rush believed safety rules, sought innovation.
But sometimes rules exist to protect you even from yourself.
Today, the Titan lives shattered at the bottom of the ocean, but its story floats above the surface as a warning.
A warning about what happens when we ignore limits, when curiosity becomes reckless.
The ocean is beautiful, but it's unforgiving. And when it speaks, it doesn't always use words. Sometimes it just whispers.
Now, we are going to interview our teacher assistant, Katia. You're listening to one of her favorite songs, Love Story by Taylor Swift. Katia, thank you for this interview and good morning. If you could travel to any country in the world, where would you go?
If I could travel to any country in the world, I would go to South Korea. It seems like a very interesting
country, and I also love Korean food.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple. My childhood bedroom was purple when I was younger, so I've always really liked that color.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, hopefully, I will have a job that I really enjoy and also possibly a house.
What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are reading, cooking, and I also really enjoy traveling.
Do you usually listen to Korean music? What do you like about the artist life of South Korea?
I don't listen to Korean music, but I do like the outfits and the fashion that they have in South Korea.
What's your favorite sport?
I don't watch or follow any sports, but I did ballet when I was younger, so probably ballet.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Little Women. I have three sisters, so we always watched it together, and it's a very nostalgic movie.
What do you like the most about teaching in another country?
I like experiencing a different culture and a different school system, and also meeting people from different cities or different countries.
Why did you decide to come to Spain and not another country?
I decided to come to Spain because I've been here a few times, so I was already familiar with the culture. And I have an aunt who lives in Barcelona, and I've also visited her a few times. So overall, I was just familiar with Spain.
Generally speaking, do you prefer crowded spaces or, let's say, spaces with less people?
When I'm traveling and sightseeing, I would prefer it to be less crowded, but I don't necessarily hate or dislike a busy area. I like how different each of the regions are and how the food is different depending on where you are around Spain, and also that there are a lot of different languages spoken in Spain.
To continue with, what's your favorite food from Spain?
My favorite food from Spain are the little green peppers.
Pimientos del Padrón.
Yes, those.
What is your favorite football team?
I don't really follow football that much, but my family supports Barcelona, so I would say Barcelona.
How long are you going to be in Spain?
I'm going to be in Spain until the end of June, but I arrived about a year ago.
And is there anything you want to say that we have not asked you and you think is important?
I would say if you have the opportunity in university or after university to move to a new country for 6 months or even a few months, I would highly recommend it.
Thank you very much for your help and this interview. It's been a pleasure having you this year with us in the ESA San Nicasio, and we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Having listening to episode of the Let's Educate Educo Communication, this the group one first year baccalaureate student from San Nicasio Secondary School in Leganés.
Today we have spoken about current affairs and news, academic fairness, Titan, the submarine that imploded, artificial intelligence, debate, homeschooling versus regular schooling, Donald Trump and tariffs. Sabes que ese tiempo no va a volver. Sabes que ya nada volverá a ser. And we also have interviewed our English assistant Katia.
We hope you have liked this radio program.
Bye.